我们先从有点祷告。
Let's begin with word prayer.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
因为你的恩典和怜悯常常召聚我们到你自己的面前。
It's because of your grace and your mercy you continue to call us before you.
你是喜欢用着你自己的话来照明我们。
It pleases you to illuminate us with your words.
在地上人有路走或是碰上没有路走的时候，你仍然是那样的陪伴着人。
On earth, when man has a way or without a way out, either way, you're always accompanying us.
你是借着整个的环境来带人回到你那永远的心思里。
It's through all circumstances you bring man back to your eternal will.
我们实在感谢我们的主。
And we truly thank our Lord.
因为你的定义是不叫拣选你的人走错了道路。
Because your will is for those you have chosen not to walk on the wrong path.
谢谢你晚上让我们一同来开始读以西结书。
And we thank you that this evening you caused us to begin to read the book of Ezekiel.
在当年犹大人他们的日子是何等的难过。
And in those days, the days of the Jews, it was so difficult for them.
但是感谢主，你在难过的日子仍然指出你自己才是他们的道路。
But we thank you, Lord, even during those difficult times, you pointed out to them, you yourself is the only way for them.
晚上我们开始一同来看你当年所说的话的时候。
And this evening, when we begin to read the words that you have spoken at that time,
求主借着圣灵把我们现在的感觉也能摸到你当日对着你的百姓所起的意念。
Lord, we ask that you grant us the sensitivity to truly feel how you were speaking to your people at that time.
因为快来的日子临近的时候，
When the days of you returning approaching,
地上属你的人在灵里面也常常走到当年以色列人所走过的光景。
Your people today, we often walk in that condition where the Israelites were walking in those days.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
人可以偏离你的路。
That man can deviate from your path.
但是你自己没有改变。
But you do not change.
你借着你手中所做的和口里所说的，要把人带回你的安排里。
It's through the work in your hands and the words in your mouth, you will bring man back to your arrangement.
我们感谢主。
We thank our Lord.
所以在我们开始来读以西结书的时候，求主借着圣灵的运行，把我们带进你心思的亮光处。
So when we begin to study the book of Ezekiel, we ask that Lord, you give your Holy Spirit to work among us, to bring us into your will.
让我们能看见脱离黑暗而进入永远的你永远的旨意里的时候，我们该怎样来跟随你的自己。
So that we can see how we should follow you and depart from darkness and walk into your light, into your eternal will.
谢谢我们的主，因为你是说话的神。
We thank the Lord because you are the God who speaks.
你从前说话，现在还在说话。
You spoke before and you continue to speak today.
但愿主帮助我们能听见你的话，也跟随你的话。
May our Lord help us so that we are able to listen to your words and to follow your words.
谢谢主。
We thank the Lord.
仰望在你手里。
And we look into your hands.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray this in the Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen. 好，我们今天开始来看以西结书。
And today we'll begin to study the book of Ezekiel.
以西结书如果从文字上面来说啊，是有好多很费我们的心思的。
And from the letters of the words in the book, there are a lot of places that would puzzle us.
但是感谢神。
But we thank God.
神当年是那样子来说话。
And God spoke in such a way in those times.
他不是把他的话固定在某一件事上面。
But he is not setting his words on particular things.
他是把他的话显明在神属神的人在跟随主的路上所会碰到的那是难处的原则上。
But he's setting his words for those who follow him, and when they encounter the difficulties, this is how his words will work.
当我们看以西结书的时候
，And when we read the book of Ezekiel,
我想弟兄姊妹们已经知道以西结书是在一般人列为大先知书里头的一卷。
And brothers and sisters would understand already that Ezekiel is listed among the great prophetic books, the major prophetic books.
那什么叫做大先知呢？
What is a major prophet?
不是说他的工作大。
It's not because the work is great.
但是很容易就给人产生一个印象，大先知就是大工作的人。
And people might have this misunderstanding, thinking the major prophet is a prophet who did great works.
但是一般人把先知书分类的时候，分成大小先知书，就不是根据他们的工作的范围和果效。
But the prophetic books are divided into major and minor books, not because of the boundaries or the greatness of the prophets.
而是根据神用着他们说话的那个记录留下来的篇幅有多少。
But it's according to how many words are left by God to these prophets.
如果你要说看工作，
If we're looking at works,
在旧约的先知的里头，
Among the prophets in the Old Testament,
哪一个是最大的先知呢？
Who is the greatest prophet?
以赛亚才是。
Isaiah would be one.
但是以赛亚却没有留下先知书的一点点的言语，以利亚是没有留下先知书里头的一点的言语。
But actually, it's Elijah. Elijah hasn't left any words of as a prophet in the Old Testament.
所以当我们来读这个先知书的时候
，So when we read this prophetic book，
我个人以为你要把它分类的话。用另外的一个分法是比较更确实一点。
And in my personal opinion, if you want to categorize this book, we should use another method that would be more accurate.
怎么样来了解这件事呢？
And how can we understand this?
因为我们先要注意神用着先知说话的那一个原因和目的。
And we have to first pay attention to the reason and the purpose of God using the prophet to speak.
先知他们所说的话一直要纠正属神的人走错了的脚步。
The words of the prophets are to correct those who belong to God, correct the path when they deviate from God's path.
然后就让属神的人很清楚地看见在神来说他所要做的没有更改。
And for those who belong to God, the prophets are there to point out for them to see very clearly God, there's no change in God in what he wants to do.
那么因此我们在读旧约先知书的时候，
So when we're reading the prophetic books in the Old Testament,
我们根据神说话的那个时候的背景来把它分类呢，还比较确实一点。
It will be more accurate for us to categorize them.Based on the backgrounds from which God spoke.
所以读先知书的弟兄姊妹们又常会把他们用作以色列人他们实在的历史的背景来做分类。
So those who study the prophetic books will separate them or categorize them according to the historical backgrounds at that time of Israel.
弟兄姊妹都很清楚记得的神选召以色列人目的是要借着他们来显明祭司的国度这一个事实。
And brothers and sisters, you will remember very clearly the reason God chose Israel is for them to manifest the kingdom of priests.
但是这个事实都要显明本身就是一个非常激烈的属灵的征战。
But in order for this fact to be manifested, it in itself, it is a very fierce spiritual battle.
所以在他们的历史的过程的里头，是不住的看见那一个抵挡的权势是如何要来损害神这一个祭司国度的定规。
So throughout the history, we can see the opposing force, how it is so fierce in order to hinder this process of them being the kingdom of priests.
那神的对头不能直接对付神。
The adversary of God cannot deal with God directly.
他也没有什么条件可以对付神。
And he's not qualified to deal with God.
所以他上手的时候就选中神所拣选的百姓来做目的目标。
So when he took action, he was aiming for God's people as his target.
所以在以色列人的历史的里头。
So in the history of the Israelites,
我们很清楚地看到。
We can see very clearly.
他们有三段很明显的历史的分段。
We can see three stages in the history.
因为他们是神做工的工 那一个器皿。
And because they are the vessels of God's work.
神的对头就拿着他来做他攻击神的那一个方法。
So the adversary of God is using them, to attack God.
所以在以色列人的历史的里面，你很清楚就看到他们一个最大的难处，表面上看来好像也是仇敌成功的一个表现。
So throughout the history of the Israelites, we can see her greatest problem or that point that is the enemy is most successful at in attacking.
就是要打散以色列。
Is to scatter Israel.
那以色列给打散了。
So when Israel is scattered,
祭司的国度的实行也就中断了。
Then the execution of this kingdom of priests will be interrupted.
那所以我们看到旧约的以色列的历史的里头，你非常清楚地看到他们的三段的历史。
So in the Old Testament, we can clearly see the three stages of the history of Israel.
一个是被掳前的以色列。
One is the time frame before the captivity.
当然用实际的历史来说，这个事情是发生在犹大这一边，就是南国犹大这一边的历史做主题。
So this period of time is based on the southern kingdom, the kingdom of Judah. This is the focus.
因为祭司的国度的主要的发表是要借着犹大支派。
Because the major manifestation of the kingdom of priests is based on Judah.
那因此犹大就成了撒旦对头下手最重的一个点。
So, Judah became the focal point of the attack of the enemy.
所以从犹大南国这一边来做主题的话，你看到被掳前的犹大。
So, Judah as the focal point of the attack that it has become the theme of the pre-captivity period.
因为撒旦好像很成功的是把犹大分散到做成为一个被掳的奴隶吧。
Because it seemed that the enemy was very successful to scatter Judah, so she has become a slave of captivity.
那当犹大被掳了以后呢？
So after Judah was taken into captivity,
他们的历史就成为被掳期的历史。
Her history has become the history during the captivity.
但神在犹大被掳以前，
But before Judah was taken into captivity,
神老早就已经借着先知们说的，被掳是免不了。
That long before that, God has spoken through the prophets saying that it is unavoidable they will be taken into captivity.
但是被掳的事情不会永远存留。
But the captivity would not last forever.
时候足够了，神要把他们带回来。
When the time is full, that God will bring them back.
那因此在被掳时期的神的百姓就被引到被掳后的百姓这个光景里。
So the people during the period of captivity, they will usher in the period post captivity.
所以在被掳前、被掳期和被掳后的这三段时期里头，神就兴起了一些先知们来对他的百姓说话。
So during these three periods of time, pre-captivity, during captivity and post-captivity, God has raised up many prophets to speak to his people.
说话的内容当然与当时的历史背景有关。
So the content of God's words, of course, had to do with the background at that time.
但是一个非常清楚的事实就是说，神要让他的百姓看见，当时的历史不能改变神那永远的定义。
But God wanted his people to see very clearly the history at that time could not change the eternal will of God.
那我们现在读以西结书的时候，
So now when we study the book of Ezekiel,
我们就很清楚地知道以西结是被掳期的先知。
And we can understand very clearly Ezekiel is a prophet during the captivity.
那因此我们就看到了在以西结书里头，神借着以西结对当时的百姓说的话，就不单是说当时的话。
So we can see the words that were spoken by Ezekiel was not just for the people at that time.
是也让神的百姓在当时的背景的底下，看见他们的属灵的前途在哪里。
It's also for the people at that time to see where the spiritual future was.
那所以当我们来看以西结书的时候，
So when we study the book of Ezekiel,
我们首先先从它的历史背景上来开始。
And first we'll begin with the historical background.
那一说到犹大的被掳，
When we talked about the captivity of Judah,
弟兄姊妹们印象的里头，你必须要很清楚。
And brothers need to be very clear.
犹大的被掳前后一共有三次。
And there are three times of captivity of Judah.
平常我们说犹大被掳，就好像一下就把他们整个的就包起来。
And usually we'll just sum up the captivity of Judah in one.
是那个事实，是整个的要包起来。
And yes, we do have to look at it as a whole.
但是犹大的被掳也是分成三个阶段。
But the captivity of Judah was separated into three stages.
所以我们也必须先注意到这三个阶段是怎么一回事。
So we still have to first look at these three stages.
我们读列王记下也好，读历代志下也好，你都能碰到这个问题。
As whether we read the Second Kings or the Second Chronicles, we'll come across this.
那简单的说说就好。
And so we'll just lightly mention this.
头一次的被掳。
The first time of captivity.
当然都是在幕后的犹大的幕后的日子。
It was during the last days of Judah.
那是约雅敬做王的时候的被掳。
It is during the reign of Jehoiakim.
这次被掳，当然约雅敬是被带到巴比伦去。
It is during the time of Jehoiachin.
当然那一次的被掳去的人的数字是也蛮大的。
And at that time, the number of people taken into captivities was quite large.
其中就包括但以理。
And Daniel was included in there.
但以理是在第一次被掳的时候。给带到巴比伦的。
And Daniel was brought into Babylon during the first captivity.
他那个年代如果用公元的历法来说的话，那是公元前606年。
It's during the 606 BC.
犹大第一次被掳。
This is the first time Judah was taken into captivity.
然后过了十多年。
And then after about a decade.
就是第二批的被掳。
That would be the second captivity.
那是谁做王呢？
And who was reigning at that time?
是约雅金做王。
Then that's Jehoiachin.
那约雅金被掳的时候呢？
When Jehoiachin was taken into captivity.
当然也是一大批的。百姓也跟着被掳。
So there would be a large amount of people taken at the same time.
其中就有以西结。
And that included Ezekiel.
以西结是第二批被掳的百姓里头的神在当中所兴起的先知。
And Ezekiel was among the second group of people taken to captivity, and he was a prophet raised up by God at that time.
那么这个 时候发生在多 哪一年呢?
And when did it happen?
在这主前597年。
And it's during the 597 BC.
然后就第三批。
And then the third group.
第三批就是实际的犹大。亡国就是 那一个时候
And this is when Judah, the kingdom was destroyed.
这一个时候做王的是西底家。
And at this time it was Hezekiah who was, Zedekiah who was the king.
他应该是约的，他是约雅敬的弟弟。
He was the younger brother of Jehoiakim.
是约雅敬的叔叔。
And he was the uncle of Jehoiachin.
最后的犹大那三个王都是约西亚的后裔。
And the last three kings of Judah, they were all descendants of King Josiah.
那犹大经过约西亚的那一个很轻微的那个复兴了一下，就一直往沙坡走。
And Judah, after a brief period of revival during the reign of Josiah, the condition kept going down.
我们读历代志和列王记，你就很清楚地看到了。
And when we read the books of Kings and Chronicles, we can see that very clearly.
那么我们注意到这几件事情，就是犹大被掳的那个历史的时候，来看以西结。那我就知道，我们就知道以西结当时的那个历史的背景是怎样。
So when we read the book of Ezekiel, we will understand the historical background if we pay attention to the history of Judah being taken to captivity.
那么我们今天第一次来读以西结的时候呢，当然是从第一章开始。
And today, as we begin to study the book of Ezekiel, of course, we'll start with chapter 1.
但是很麻烦的事情一开始就碰到我们。
But there's something very troubling that would happen in the very beginning.
或者说我们一开始就碰到麻烦。
Or we could say we'll encounter trouble at the very beginning.
什么麻烦？
What is this problem?
那我们先来看几节经文。
Let's read a few verses.
当三十年四月初五日，以西结在加巴鲁河边被掳的人中，天就开了，得见神的异象，正是约雅金王被掳去第五年四月初五日，在加勒底人之地扎巴鲁河的河边，耶和华的话特特临到布西的儿子祭司以西结，耶和华的灵降在他身上。
Beginning from verse 1, now it came about in the 30th year, on the 5th day of the 4th month, while I was by the river Chebar among the exiles, and the heavens were opened, and I saw visions of God on the 5th of the month in the 5th year of King Jehoiachin's exile. And the word of the Lord came expressly to Ezekiel the priest, son of Buzi, in the land of the Chaldeans by the river Chebar, and there the hand of the Lord came upon him.
这几句话怎么带我们去接触犹大被掳的历史呢？
How do these verses help us to understand the history of Judah being taken into captivity?
这就是我们一开始就要弄清楚的事。
And this is something we have to make very clear in the very beginning.
因为一开始他就是说，当三十年四月初五日，以西结在加巴鲁河边被掳的人中。
Because in the very beginning, it talks about it is the 30th year on the 5th day of the 4th month, and Ezekiel was among those who were by the river of Chebar among the exiles.
这三十年是什么？
What is this 30th year?
根据什么说这是三十年呢？
What is it based on that it talks about the 30th
year? 我们就一点印象都没有。
We have no idea at all.
你说根据被掳的时间，
if we're talking about the time frame based on captivity, that you cannot get this year.
第一次的被掳到那个时候只有二十年。
Because from the first time of captivity until then it's only 20 years.
还不到三十年。
It's not 30 years yet.
缺了十年。
So that's 10 years missing.
那这三十年是什么意思呢？
So what does this 30th year mean?
那就叫我们感觉有点苦恼了。
So that we cannot understand this.
我们也实在不知道这三十年是根据什么来说。
And we truly don't know what is this 30 years based on.
我把我的一点体会先说。
And I'll first let you know about my
understanding. 因为这个就和以西结本人很有关系。
Because it has much to do with Ezekiel himself.
因为我们如果没有了解到当时这个情形，你往下来读以西结书的时候，有很多事情我们是好像缠在一起解不开的。
Because if we don't understand the situation at that time, that many things that follow, we would not be able to understand.
最简单的一句话来说。
And to put it simply.
神为什么对以西结说话？
Why would God speak to Ezekiel?
这话我这个问题一提出来，弟兄姊妹他说没什么问题啊，只有以西结是向着神身份上的说话了，这是我们的答案。
So brothers and sisters might say it's not a problem at all. It's because Ezekiel has a heart toward God, so that's why God spoke to him.
但是你如果还记得神的话，说到被掳的人的那个时候的光景。
But if you remember the words of God concerning the exiles,
你就不敢说这个话了。
Then you would not dare to say these words.
为什么呢？
Why is that?
弟兄姊妹记得应该也是以西结书里面所提到的事。
And brothers, you should remember, it should be also mentioned in the
book of Ezekiel. 他说到犹大被掳以前。
It talked about the period before.
神不是在整个犹大地来寻找人吗？
Before Judah was taken into captivity, wasn't God looking for
寻找什么人呢？
For some people among Judah.
寻找一个寻求神的人。
God was looking for someone who would seek after God.
神说如果我能找到一个这样的人，
God said that if I could only find one,
我就不把犹大交给外邦人掳去。
That I would not send Judah into exile.
结果神找到没有呢？
But at the end, did God find
any? 如果弟兄姊妹还记得那段经文的话，
if brothers still remember those words,
你就很清楚知道说，
then you understand
clearly. 神说一个都没有。
God said not even one.
那所以结果呢？犹大被掳的这个事实就免不掉了。
So that's why the exile of Judah was unavoidable.
但是到怎么到了以西结书的时候？
But when we come to the book of Ezekiel,
神可以在加巴鲁河边找到一个以西结呢？
That God was able to find Ezekiel by the river of Chebar.
那以西结是怎么跑出来的？
Where did Ezekiel come about?
这个问题还不单是以西结一个人的问题。
And this is not just a question about Ezekiel.
连同但以理和他三个朋友的事都一并在这里，虽然他们是两批里头被掳的人。
It also includes Daniel and his three friends, even though these are two separate groups of people.
甚至你更可以延伸到以后神把以色列犹大人带回迦南地，重新来建殿，重新来活在那个地方的时候，那就是七十年后。那些回去那一批人，他们怎么会有对神的事情的认识和跟随呢？
And you can even include those people that people God brought them back to Canaan and those who rebuilt the temple. How could God find among them someone who's after God's heart?
尤其是你领会到特别提出来的一个是以斯拉。
And especially when we talk about Ezra.
另一个是尼希米。
And then also Nehemiah.
这一个就是以斯帖跟莫迪改
，and also Esther and Mordecai。
你说这些人怎么能在被掳之地可以让神借着他们 来显明神的作为。
And how could these people, while they're in the land of captivity, be found by God to manifest His work?
这就是我们一开始就碰到的难处。
And this is the problem we encounter at the very beginning.
你说管它难处不难处，反正就是说三十年就是三十年嘛。
And you might say that we don't care about this, and it's just 30 years, and we'll take it as 30 years.
读圣经不能这样。
But we cannot read the Bible this way.
你碰到难处，你就要在神面前要寻找。
Because if you encounter problems, then you should seek before God.
但是你要从历史上面去找，找来找去，你找不到一件事情可以配合上来的。
But if you're trying to find the answer in history, you cannot find any.
那这样一来，这个三十年是什么意思？
So then, what does this 30th year mean?
只有一个可能性。
There's only one possibility.
那就是以西结本人。
Which is Ezekiel himself.
我先说那一个关键，看见三十年，然后再回头来看见见大事。
So we'll first look at this key point of the 30th year, and then we'll go back to look at the big matter. So who is Ezekiel?
以斯年是祭司。
Ezekiel is a priest.
以斯结被掳的时候，他应该是祭司集团里头的人。
When he was in exile, he should belong to the group of priests.
因为他是约雅金王被掳去的时候一同被掳的。
Because he was taken into exiles together with Jehoiachin.
当这个三十年给提出来的时候，就是约雅金王被掳后的第五年。
Because when this 30th year was mentioned, this is the fifth year after King Jehoiachin was taken into captive.
那也就是说，以西结到了被掳之第五年。
Which is to say, Ezekiel, after he was sent into exiles, 5 years after he was taken into exile.
怎么能在五年的里头，神从来在那个时候，在犹大人中间找不到有人可以替神站破口的，现在神找到了，那这个人怎么走出来的？
How is that within these 5 years, God couldn't find anybody to stand a gap, and then all of a sudden, in this fifth year, that God was able to find him?
那弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
唯一可以给我们有一点点提示的，世界一样。
There is only one matter that can give us some hints.
因为他是祭司。
And because he was a priest.
那祭司三十，他那个时候三十年和以西结是祭司有什么关系呢？
So what does this 30th year have to do with Ezekiel being a priest?
弟兄姊妹们，你就注意到了。
Then brothers, take note.
祭司25岁的时候要去见习。
That a priest needs to go into a practice when he's 25 years old.
然后到30岁的时候就正规来做祭司的服事。
And when he reaches the year of 30 years old, then
he would
serve as a priest.
我有一点倾向是说，当以西结30岁的那一年。
So this 30th year, I have the inclination to interpret it as when Ezekiel was 30 years old.
也就是说出，他如果留在不被掳，留在犹大，没有被掳的事情发生。
If he were to stay at Judah and he wasn't taken into captivity,
那以西结就是正规的在祭司的位份上来服侍主。
Then Ezekiel would have been formally serving God as a priest.
但是现在问题来了。
But now that's the problem.
当他正规要做祭司的时候，
When he was ready to become a priest formally,
他在被掳之地。
He was in the land of exile.
圣殿没有。
There was no more temple.
耶路撒冷的祭祀完全停止了。
And the sacrifices at Jerusalem had completely stopped.
那我们就要注意了。
Then we need to take note.
以西结被掳的时候，他对神的认识、寻求和等候有没有好的记录？
And Ezekiel at that time, is there a record of him, how much he understand about God, how he seeks after God, or how he's waiting before God?
如果神说我在犹大全地要找一个人可以站在破口防堵，省得叫这犹大被掳到外邦，我找不到。
If God said that I could not find even one to stand the gap of Judah so that they would not be taken into captivity.
那你就显然看见以西结在那一个时候并不是可以给神用的人。
Then clearly we could see that Ezekiel at that time was not someone that could be used by God.
怎么被掳了五年以后他转过来成为神要用着他来说话的人。
And how come after 5 years of taking into exile, he would turn around and become someone God can use?
弟兄姊妹，我简单的说说那个当时他们被掳的事情。
And brothers, I'll share very simply about the matters of them being in the land of captivity.
如果你回到历代志，或者回到列王记上去。列王记下去看的时候，你看到。
And if we go back to the books of Chronicles or 2 Kings, we see.
当尼布甲尼撒攻破了耶路撒冷的时候
，When King Nebuchadnezzar besieged Jerusalem,
是杀了很多人。
And he killed many people.
但是那边的那里头所说的那所杀给杀的人啊，都是在神的面前也动神的怒气。
But all those who were killed, they were provoking God at that time.
啊，然后就把一部分的人带到巴比伦。
And then some of the people were taken into Babylon.
那么。那里没有特别说这部分人是怎么样的人。
It didn't specify what kind of people these people were.
用人的猜想来说。
And in our assumption.
也许他们不是那些对付神的那些领头人。
And maybe they were not the leaders who opposed God.
但是都是在那犹大的社会当时的上层的人。
But they are the leaders among the society of Judah.
贫穷的那一些巴比伦人没有把他们掳去。
And the Babylonians did not take those poor people away.
但是整个社会上层的结束没有使得那些人全都给带走。
But the upper class of Judah, those who did not die, they were carried away.
所以才有但以理和他三个朋友，当然还有其他一些那么许多的年轻人在巴比伦。
So that's why there are such a big group of young people, including Daniel and his friends.
这是扯到另外一个问题。
So this brings us into another issue.
我先点一下就算了。
So I'll just skip lightly.
犹大是被掳。
That Judah was taken to exile.
但是神却没有被掳。
But God was not taken into exile.
很稀奇的事情。
And amazingly.
你在犹大被掳的历史的里头，你看到的。
In the history of Judah taken into exile.
从但以理书。
From the book of Daniel.
以斯帖。
And book of Esther.
尼希米。
And the book of Nehemiah.
以斯拉。
And book of Ezra.
你都看到一件事情。
You can see one thing.
看到什么？
And what do you see?
在掳他们去的国家里面，是被掳的人在那里掌握那个实际的权柄。
Among the nations where they were taken into exile, these are the people who actually hold the authority of the society.
所以他们的经过是有许多的转折。
And even though there are many twists and turns,
但是你很清楚看见一件事。
But you can see one thing very clearly.
从外面来看，犹大失去了见证。
Outwardly, Judah lost his testimony.
但是你从深处来看。
But if you look deep within,
神叫被掳的犹大在掳他自己人之地显出 神的见证。
That God caused Judah to manifest God's testimony among the lands of captivity.
这个就是我提出这个问题的那一个原因。
And this is the reason why I raise this question.
为什么几年当中，原来在神的面前并不站在神一边的人，怎么一下子成为神所要用的那个器皿？
And how is that those who were not used by God in a few years' time, they were turned around and was able to be used by God?
不止以西结一个人是这样。
And not only for Ezekiel himself.
但以理的时候是这样。
And during the time of Daniel,
连将来70年后回国的时候，复兴犹大的那个基本的一般人都是这个样。
And even after 70 years, the group of people who revived Judah was the same.
那我们不能不问。
Then we cannot help but to ask.
什么原因让这些人在神的面前，在被掳之地，可以转过来站在神的一边？
And what was the reason that this group of people can be turned around and stand before God in the land of captivity?
这个我们实在没有办法能用人的思想去想的。
And this is hard for us to understand with our mind.
只有神做工才会有这样的那个结果。
It is only when God works that will bring forth this result.
这一面是显出神的怜悯对他的百姓，虽然让他们落在管教里，但是神没有放弃他们。
On one hand, it shows us that God's mercy, even though His people is under discipline, He did not forsake them.
啊，那么现在我就把那个事情带到更实际一点。
And now we will bring these matters into a more practical term.
我想弟兄姊妹们，你读诗篇的时候，你会读到诗篇137篇。
And brothers, this is when we read Psalm 137.
那是旧金山那边的张耀生弟兄以前常常都会提的一篇诗篇。
Our brother Chang from San Francisco, he often mentioned this before.
当你翻到那一篇诗篇来读的时候
，And when you read this Psalm,
你就看到一件事情了。
Then you see this matter.
诗篇137篇就是说到被掳的人到了巴比伦的时候，神让环境把他们带到觉醒。
That Psalm 137 it described the people in the land of exile while they were in despair.
他们被掳到巴比伦是奴隶。
That they were slaves in Babylon.
巴比伦人可以随便的来指挥他们。
That the Babylonians can order them around.
但是在137篇里边，他们就碰到一件事情，他要接受巴比伦人的那个指派，觉得接不过来。
But in Psalm 137, it is described how the people in captivity, they could not follow the orders of the Babylonians.
如果要接过来的话，自己也很难受。
Because if they were to accept the orders, it would be very hard for them.
那这就是说出当年被掳的犹大人的中间，他们有相当部分的人是在这种心思的里头，让神把他们带醒的。
So this describes how some of the people who are in the land of captivity, they have this kind of mindset, and they were able to be used by God.
我们看看诗篇137篇那几句话，弟兄姊妹们，你心里头就有更多的体会了。
So let's look at Psalm 137. We'll read some verses, and brothers and sisters will have a better understanding.
那里怎么说呢？
What does it say there?
你留意。我们曾在巴比伦的河边坐下，一追想西安就哭了。
By the rivers of Babylon that we sat down and wept when we remember Zion.
什么人？
Who are these people?
显然就是被掳去巴比伦的那批人了。
Clearly this is a group of people taken to exile in Babylon.
那是因着他们的被掳，神让他们的灵里头的感觉有一点苏醒。
It is through the captivity God has awakened them somewhat in, spiritually.
他们才会有这样的一个反应。
That's why they have this response.
他们做奴隶在巴比伦。
They were slaves in Babylon.
他说坐在巴比伦河边。
It says by the rivers of Babylon.
我们不知道他们坐在哪一条河。
We're not sure by what river they were sitting down at.
但是你一读以西结书的时候，你就很清楚地知道，他们一定在其中有一部分人是住在以西结所说的那一条河。
And very clearly, when we read the book of Ezekiel, we will know that some of these people are sitting by the river described, mentioned in the book of Ezekiel.
因为以西结在那里就说到，他在30年四月初五日。在扎巴鲁河边被掳的人中
Because、in the book of Ezekiel says it came about in the 30th year, 5th day of the 4th month while I was by the river Chebar among the exiles.
那扎巴鲁河是什么河
So what is this river Chebar?
扎巴鲁河严格说起来它不是正规的一条河、
Strictly speaking, this is not a river.
它是巴比伦人从幼发拉底河开的一条大运河一直连接到伯拉大河就是底格里斯河用现代的话来讲就是
And、actually this is a channel that is from the Euphrates
是一条大运河
It's a big
那这个大运河是不是就是巴比伦的人要犹大人在他那他里的劳动把他建造起来的那结果我们不去管他。
We are not sure whether this is a canal that the Babylonians make the Israel to labor at.
但是你知道被掳的人到了巴比伦北边大概70里的地方那个就是扎巴鲁这个扎巴鲁河的那个起潮
But we know that this river Chebar is about 70 miles away from Babylon.
那是被掳的人，他们当中有些，他说我们这个他们在回想。
So this is how when the Israelites they were reflecting back.
他说我们曾在巴比伦的河边坐下。
That they said they sat down by the rivers of Babylon.
啊，一追想锡安。
When they remember Zion, they would wept.
他为什么会追想锡安呢
？Why would they remember Zion?
起初的时候，也许还不是他们自己想着我要，哎呀，现在是过五旬节了，现在是逾越节了。我们如果是在耶路撒冷的话，那我们现在其实是过节了。
So in the beginning, it wasn't like they were thinking about spending Pentecost or Passover, in Jerusalem.
不一定是这样的情形。
It's not necessarily like this.
但是他们常常就碰到那个巴比伦人，指着他们说：“好了，你们工作做完了。”
So often they would encounter when the Babylonians saying to them, "Now that your work is finished, so have some fun."
怎么娱乐法呢
And how should they have fun?
唱点你们锡安的歌
Sing us a song of Zion
唱点你们在圣殿里头敬拜神的歌
Sing one of the songs where you worship God
我们在这边听不到这些的那么你们来了你们可以唱唱你们也快乐我们也娱乐
Because we don't have these songs here so why don't you sing it for us so you can entertain yourselves and entertain us
这个话一说出来
When these words were spoken,
那些被掳的犹大人，其中相当有的部分的人，他们就有心思了。
So those who are among the exiles, for some of them, they have this mindset or this heart.
他们就说了。
Then they said,
我一追想锡安就哭了。
When we remember Zion, we wept.
为什么要哭呢
？Why would they weep?
你追想锡安。追想了，怎么要哭呢
？So you can remember Zion and you can remember it. Why would you want to cry?
他们不能不哭。
But they could not help but to cry.
因为他们一追想锡安的时候
，Because when they remember Zion,
他们就知道我们从前敬拜神。
Then they realize we used to worship God.
神是怎样的陪伴着我们
？How God was keeping us company.
那现在我们却被掳到 巴比伦来。
So now we are taken into captivity in Babylon.
我们不能侍奉敬拜神。
That we could no longer serve and worship God.
那为什么我们不能侍奉并敬拜神呢？
Why is that we could not worship and serve God?
因为我们曾经有一段日子悖逆神到了一个极厉害的地步，以致到神一再向我们说话，我们都不听。
Because there was a time we rebelled against God so much that even though God was speaking to us, we would not listen.
我们得罪神，得罪到了那样的一个光景，神就暂时把我们放弃，让人把我们掳到这个 地方来了。
That we had sinned against God to such a point that God would give us up for a time and let people take us into exile.
这样的一件事就让他们思想到我们怎么那个时候不好好的侍奉敬拜神，却要做与神敌对的事情，以致到我们今天落到这样的一个光景里。
So this causes us to reflect back how they should have worship and serve God properly at that time, so they would not be in this condition where they are sent into exile.
他们想到他们亏欠神太多了。
And they remember that they have shortchanged God much.
所以自己里面那个责备也是蛮深的。
So there's a deep rebuke within them.
所以当时的人他就说。
So the people at that time said.
当他们要叫我们唱锡安歌的时候。
When they asked us to sing one of the songs of Zion.
我们怎么可以唱呢？
How could we sing?
一唱那些歌就把我们在神面前所有的愚昧都带出来了。
Because if we sing those songs, we would be reminded of all our foolishness before
God. 我们也实在是愚昧到那样的一种光景。
And we were truly indeed so foolish.
现在我们不敢像过去那样子来抵挡神。
So now we dare not to go against God like we did before.
所以当时你看到在被掳的犹大人中间有部分的人里面那个感觉是蛮强的。
So you can see part of the people who were sent to exile, they had this strong feeling within them.
所以当人要求他们唱锡安歌的时候，
So when they were demanded to sing the songs of Zion,
他们就说我们就把裙挂在柳树上。
So they said that they wouldhang the harps on the willows.
不弹琴了。
That would not play the harps.
不弹了。
They would not play.
为什么不弹呢？
Why would they not play?
那我弹什么呢？
What could we play?
弹西安的歌叫我自己羞愧。
If we play the songs of Zion, we will feel ashamed.
不弹西安的歌。
And if we don't play the songs of Zion,
我们也不甘心用别样来代替侍奉敬拜神，我们整个的音乐就是为了侍奉神的吗？
Because we're not willing to use other ways to take the place of serving God, because the songs are for worshiping and serving God.
弟兄姊妹，你很清楚地看到。
And brothers and sisters, you can see this very clearly.
130诗篇没有说是哪一个是作者。
And Psalm 137 did not mention who the author was.
我们有理由相信这个人一定是利未人。
But we have reasons to believe the psalmist must be a Levite.
就是常常在圣殿里边做运用乐器和歌唱的。
And who would be someone who's often in the temple using musical instruments and singing songs to God.
所以才会有哎呀我一碰到这种情形，我就把琴挂在柳树上，我不弹。
And that's why the psalmist mentioned about that he will or they will hang the harps on the willows and would not play.
你留意上面，你就知道他们当时心里头的那种光景。
And take note of what it says, and you can understand the
第四节那里怎么说呢？
What does verse 4 say?
我们怎能在外邦唱耶和华的歌呢？
How can we sing the Lord's song in a foreign land?
耶路撒冷啊，我若忘记你，情愿我的右手忘记技巧。我若不纪念你，若不看耶路撒冷 不以我所最喜乐的，情愿我的舌头贴在御膳堂。
If I forget you, O Jerusalem, may my right hand forget her skill. May my tongue cling to the roof of my mouth if I don't remember you, if I don't exalt Jerusalem above my chief joy.
这是他们当时的那个情绪上的反应，感觉上面的那一个体会。
And this is the emotion, the emotional response and how they feel at that time.
那虽然诗篇137篇不能提供我们很多的那个属灵的资料。
And even though Psalm 137 could not provide us with a lot of spiritual information.
但是已经给我们有一点体会到被掳的人心思怎么在神面前可以回转。
But it gives us some understanding how a person in exile has the chance of repenting or turning around before God.
我就会想到在以西结书里面，我们一看下去，我们就看到。
And if we continue to read on in the book of Ezekiel,
被掳到巴比伦的人中间
，among the exiles to Babylon，
相当的部分仍然是维持着被掳前那样的拒绝神、顶撞神的那一种心思。
A big part of them still have the mindset of rebelling against God。
但是确实是有一批。人他们在所处的环境里头里面觉悟过来转回到神的一边。
But there is a group of people who actually had a change in their heart and mind and they would repent and return to God.
让他们成为在神的面前很绝对的寻求神讨神喜悦的人。
And they would become a group of peoplewho would turn around and turn back to God and to seek God absolutely.
以西结是其中的一个。
And Ezekiel is one of them.
但以理和他朋友们也是其中的一些。
And Daniel and his friends are also among these people.
其他还有好些我们可以从圣经里边的记录里头看得出的。
And there are also others that are recorded in the Bible.
那么如果我们这样去体会到被掳的人在被掳之地转回来归向神。
So if we understand it this way, there are those who are sent to exile, they turn around and repented before God in the land of captivity.
那么我们读以西结书开头的时候，我们就有点依据了。
Then we have some basis when we read the beginning of the book of Ezekiel.
为什么神向以西结说话？
And why would God speak to Ezekiel?
因为以西结在环境的造就的里头，他回到神的面前，做一个寻求神的人。
Because through the edification of the circumstances, Ezekiel turned around and become someone who seek after God.
那么他的心思回到神的面前，并不是说他当时就被带到很高的地方。
So even though his heart was turned toward God, and but that doesn't mean he was brought into a very high place.
我们往下看的时候，我们就看到神让以西结的转机最根本的事实在哪里？是在第一章。
So when we continue to read on, we will see the turning point of Ezekiel lies in chapter 1.
那头一件事情我们所接触到的。
The first matter that we encounter.
弟兄姊妹，你不能不注意这一件事。
And brothers and sisters, you have to pay attention to this.
以西结说，在加巴鲁河边被掳的人中，天就开了。
Ezekiel said that I was by the river Chebar among the exiles, the heavens were opened.
那头一件事就是天就开了。
The first thing is that the heavens were opened.
弟兄姊妹，如果你读得懂天就开了这一句话。
Brothers and sisters, if you understand these words, the heavens were opened.
你就看到这句话是包含了多少多少的历史的事物在里面。
And you will understand there are many things of history included in these words.
创世纪一二三章在里头。
That Genesis chapter 1, 2, and 3 are included here.
然后呢，你看到神在 旧约的历史最起头的时候所做许多的事情在里头。
And then you also see that many things that God has done in the Old Testament time are included here too.
人的堕落叫天上人和地都关闭了。
The fall of man caused the heaven to be closed toward man and the earth.
但是零零碎碎神在那时候还与人有一点点的启示和交通。
But here and there, God still had some revelation and fellowship with man.
但是有一个条件。
But that was a condition.
那个条件一定是那个人是有点心思寻求神。
The condition was that there's a man who has a heart toward God.
但是你看到那种情形的时候，你很清楚地看到。
But when you see that, you can see something very clearly.
人和神是有间隔的。
There's a barrier between man and God.
地上天是有间隔的。
And there's a barrier between the heavens and the earth.
所以说，天在那个时候让地和地上的一些关闭了。
So that's why the heavens were closed toward the land and all that was on the land.
我们读创世纪第一章一开始。起初神创造天地。
And when we read Genesis chapter 1, in the very beginning, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth.
那个时候天和地没有难处。
And there was no difficulty between the heavens and the earth at that time.
但是接上去你看到地就成了空虚混沌，难处就开始了。
But immediately you see the earth was formless and void and problems
appeared. 那是属灵的宇宙里头的那一个事实。
And this is something that happens in the spiritual universe.
但是当神造人出来的时候呢
？But when God created man，
神在造人的这一件事情就超越了那个地对天的那一个抵挡。
The creating of man surpasses the opposition of the land toward the heavens。
等到人也落下去的时候呢
？And after man also fell，
天跟地就完全断了。
Then that was a complete barrier between the heavens and earth.
历史上神做了许许多多的工，但是只是零零碎碎的，一点一滴。
And there were works of God throughout history, but those were just bits and pieces.
但是你一直看到，神有一个永远的旨意，要叫天和地完全的恢复那个和谐。
But in God's eternal will, He is to cause the heavens and the earth to have a complete revival.
很自然叫我们想起的就是主教导门徒祷告的时候的所谓的主祷文的那一段话。
And naturally, we'll think of how the Lord teaches His disciples to pray, the so-called the Lord's Prayer.
叫你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
That your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
我们念主祷文的时候，大概就是把这个文字念过去就是，却没有把这整个的历史来掌握得住。
And when we recite the Lord's Prayer, we will just recite the words, but we did not have a good grasp of the history.
那件事好大。
And that was a great matter.
天向地关闭了。
That the heavens were closed toward the land.
但是神是要让地向天敞开。
But God wants the land to open up toward the heaven.
那说在历史上主做了一些事。
So in history, the Lord has done some work.
但是你看到在旧约的时候，神让天上人开，有记录的有多少？
And how many times was recorded when the heavens were open toward man?
天上神敞开，天上神打开的事情有很多。
And there are many times that heavens were opened.
但是特别神用文字把它记录下来说，天上人开了。
But the record of God recording the heavens were open toward man.
弟兄姊妹有没有留意到有记录你有多少次
？And brothers, do you know how many times we recorded?
没有多少次。
It's not that many times.
整本圣经都是这样。
It's like this in the entire Bible.
真实有记录，文字上记录下来的，第一就是以西结。
The actual recording, the first recording, is
in
the book of Ezekiel. The heavens were opened.
第二呢
？And the second time
就是四提反殉道的时候。
Is when Stephen was martyred.
天开了。
The heavens were opened.
其他还有没有呢？
Or is there any other times?
在我记忆里头，我还记不起来。
And I don't remember any other times.
但是感谢神。
But we thank God.
天上人打开这一个，是神心里头的一个很重的意念。
This is very weighty in God's heart that the heavens will open to a man.
是当我们读约翰福音第一章的时候。
So when we read the Gospel of John chapter 1,
你读到主自己。说了以后，那当然，天再有记录记下来的，我是说三人呢，除了以西结、提摩太，就是主自己。
So，
但是就主自己，我们不说了，因为他跟父吩咐他在地如同在天。
So the recording of the heavens opened toward man, there was only the two, about Ezekiel and Stephen, and for the Lord, because he is the Lord himself, we will not mention.
但人中间有记录的就是他们那两个人。
So in terms of men, there's only these two people.
但是却让我们听见主说了一句话，在约翰福音第一章末了。
In the Gospel of John chapter 1, at the end, we heard the Lord saying these words.
主说什么？
What did the Lord say?
你们将要看见天开了。
That you will see the heavens opened.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
因为神把我们放在新约里。
Because God has placed us in the Old Testament time. New Testament time. We often see the heavens opened.
什么叫做天开？
What does it mean by the heavens opened?
不是说你看到很特别的那个意象。
It's not that you see a strange vision.
天开就是神可以直接跟我们有交通，我们和神直接有交通。
The heavens open means that God can fellowship with us, and we can have a direct fellowship with God.
我们觉得很有意思的一件事是这样。
And something very meaningful is this.
读过圣经的人很多。
A lot of people read the Bible.
但是认识圣经的人不多。
But that's not many who understand the Bible.
为什么会有这个情形？
Why do we have this problem?
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
那是主说
The Lord said
什么人愿意天上他打开天就上他打开
Whoever is willing to have the heavens open to them the heavens will open to them
你不愿意天上你打开天也不乐意向你打开
If you're not willing to let the heavens open toward you then the heavens would not be willing to open toward you
我们感谢主
We thank the Lord
我虽然是这样说
Even though I'm saying this,
但是我们不能不注意一件事情。
But something we have to pay attention to.
在神的心里头，一直有一件事，要叫天上地打开。
It is in God's heart that He wants the heavens to be open toward the land.
所以在旧约的日子，神要把他的心思上人解开的时候呢
？So in the Old Testament time, when God wished to open up His words to people,
那就是。神把天上人打开的那一个光景。
That is the condition when the heavens are open toward man.
但是跟以西结这里特别为什么神用文字把这个事情记下来呢
？But why is that God put these words in writing in the book of Ezekiel？
有一个非常特别的原因。
There's a very special reason.
因为以西结是在被掳的人中。
Because Ezekiel was among the exiles.
用另一个说话来讲，那是神的所选召的国，祭司的国度在黑暗中。
To put it in other words, is that the kingdom of priests that is chosen by God has fallen into darkness.
神要借着以西结，向神的百姓。或者说上寻求神的人来印证一件事情。
It's through Ezekiel, God wants to prove one thing to those who seek after him.
地上一切的环境不能更改神那永远的旨意。
That all the circumstances on earth cannot change the eternal will of God.
神要把这样这个那么严肃的问题来向人说明的时候
，When God was to explain this solemn matter to man，
神就特别把对以西结这一次的说话，神用文字特别记下说，天上才开了。
So that is why God recorded in writing that the heavens were open in the book of Ezekiel.
那这是一个非常严肃的事情。
And this is a very solemn matter.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
那 我们看到以西结看见天开了。
So we see that Ezekiel witnessed the heavens were opened.
下面就说到一个事实。
And then later it mentioned this fact.
耶和华的话特特临到布西的儿子祭司以西结。
That the word of the Lord came expressly to Ezekiel the priest, son of Buzi.
那就说明神这一次将天上以西结打开是有非常非常特别的内容。
Which is to say, this time that God let the heavens open to Ezekiel, there's a very special matter.
这些内容，以赛亚、耶利米都接触到，但是没有以西结接触的那么完整和真实。
That special content that's within is also encountered by Ezekiel and Jeremiah, but it's not as special as the way that Ezekiel would encounter.
因为以赛亚跟耶利米都没有在被掳中。
Because Isaiah and Jeremiah, they were not among the exiles.
他们没有面对着真的是祭司的国度还有路可以走吗？
They were not faced with this question whether the kingdom of priests still has a way.
但是以西结就不一样了。
But it's not the same for Ezekiel.
他是面对着祭司的国度还能走吗？
He was faced with these questions, whether the kingdom of priests would have a future.
神还纪念我们以色列吗？
Does God still remember Israel?
更进一步。
And one step further.
我们祖宗跟我们所敬拜的神是真的吗？
That the God that our forefather worships and the God we worship, is he real?
弟兄姊妹们，你读以西结书的时候，你就发现这一个秘密。
For instance, when you read the book of Ezekiel, you discover this secret.
你有兴趣的话，你算一算，在以西结书里头，神说了多少次，我是耶和华。
If you're interested, you can count how many times in the book of Ezekiel God mentions that I am the Lord.
我想在一卷圣经里头说到我是耶和华这一句话的时候，以西结书恐怕是最多的那一卷。
And I think the phrase I am the Lord is mentioned the most in the book of Ezekiel.
每次神说我是耶和华都是对着人心思上的难处好像过不来的时候，神指着那些事情来说。
So every time when God said I am the Lord, it is for those times when there is great difficulty in man's hearts.
你们不要看那个眼见的环境。
Don't look at what's in sight.
你们要看见我是谁。
You have to look at who I am.
在以西结书里边，你就很清楚地看到这样的一个神说话的那个内容里边的一个焦点处。
So in the book of Ezekiel, you can see this focal point of God's word.
我们感谢我们的神。
We thank our God.
从以西结书上头，我们固然可以看到神怎么带领落到被掳中的神的百姓。怎么的仰望前途。
And in the book of Ezekiel, we could see how God led his people who were in exile to see their future.
同时也是借着以西结书，向历世历代的愿意跟随神的人指出一个事实，神没有因人眼见的环境而使他有变化。
But it's also at the same time for all those who follow God throughout all generations to see that God does not change despite the circumstances.
他是昨日、今日，直到永远。
He is as the same yesterday, today, and forever.
他是神。
That He is God.
他是万有的起头。
He is the origin of all.
他也是万有的结束。
And He is also the end of all.
一切都是在他
Everything's in Him.
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
那以西结书。
For the book of Ezekiel.
当我后我用了这么许许多的事情，好像还没有碰到以西结书的具体的内容的时候。
And it seems that after speaking so many words, I haven't encountered or touched upon the actual substance of the book of Ezekiel.
我相信弟兄姊妹，你懂得我为什么说今天晚上所交通的这一部分的事。
But I believe my sisters will understand the reason why I share on these things this evening.
因为一接下去你就看到。
Because immediately you see.
神向以西结打开那个天来向他说话。
That God opened up the heavens and spoke to Ezekiel.
头一句话是什么？
What are the first words?
或者说头一件事是什么？
Or what was the first matter?
那就是接下去的开始说到以西结的本文里面的事情。
Which is the actual content in the book of Ezekiel.
今天晚上我们不开始。
And we will not begin to look at them today.
我只给弟兄姊妹们你注意。
But I'd like to point them out for brothers and sisters to take note of.
接下去神向以西结说话的头一个内容
The first content of the words spoken to Ezekiel by God
用简单的话来说
To put them simply
那就是神向以西结显明他的所事和他的所做的功并他所做功的方法
And to put simply, is God revealing to Ezekiel who he is, the works in his hand, and the way he works.
这个话说来是我们好像很容易懂。
It seems that we can understand these words easily.
但是我们你也读到神怎么向以西结显明他自己的时候，最低程度我自己个人是这样子。我们实在不太认识神的所事。
But actually, when we read about how God reveals Himself to Ezekiel, at least for myself, I truly do not totally understand.
我先点一点给弟兄姊妹，你留意一下，你就注意到了。
I'll first point this out for brothers and sisters to take note of.
神先说了神做工的那个规律和方法，这个我们现在不提。
We'll first not pay attention to when God mentioned about how He works and that's the way He works.
神把他做工的原则和方法发表了以后，就才发表他自己。
And after God expressed about His principle of His work and the way He works,
那弟兄姊妹们，在我们的观念的里头，我们以为神是怎么样的呢
？And in our concept, who do we think God is?
原谅我。我说不清楚。
Forgive me because I cannot express it clearly.
说实在话，我自己也没有一个很确实的可以说得清楚的话跟弟兄姊妹们来说一说。
And honestly, I do not have some very clear words to explain this to brothers and sisters.
在我们的观念里头，我们总是觉得神就是那么很具体、真实的，因为他是万有的主，他是。他一切是从他开始，一切都从他结束。那这个从原则上，我们都很容易领会过来。
And in our concept, we will think that God is the origin of all and has the end of all, and He is He's all in all, and this is what we can understand.
但是你真要把神的本身来表明的时候
，But if you truly trying to express God Himself，
弟兄姊妹，我想在人中间，在我们没有。在没有见主以前，与神面对面在一起的时候，没有一个人能说得清楚。
And I believe none of us can express it clearly until we see God face to face.
你知道他是伟大。
You know He is great.
你知道他是荣耀。
You know He is glorious.
你知道他是丰富。
You know He is.
你知道他是蛮有权柄和能力。
And you know He is full of authority and power.
但是他的形象是怎么样
？But what is His image?
我们没有一个人说得清楚。
And none of us can explain it clearly.
不能怪我们。
And we cannot blame ourselves.
当然也不能怪神。
And of course we cannot blame God either.
那是怪谁呢
？So who should we blame?
不怪我们，不是要怪我们自己。
And we cannot blame ourselves.
因为我们的器皿就是那么大。
Because our vessel is this size.
你怎么能承受的神？
How could you contain God?
那既然不是靠我们自，就是我们就是这样，那怎么又不又又又？又是问题又出在我们自己呢
So how can we say that we cannot blame ourselves
but the problem is ourselves 问题就是我们却把自己看得好够大
The problem is that we look at ourselves more than we ought to
事实上我们不知道神是怎么大
And that we don't know how great God is
那我点一点给弟兄姊妹你先注意一下我不是去解说他那一个不过我是只是说神头一个像以西结所发表的那一个话的内容是说到神的自己的那神是自己是什么样的
So when God first spoke to Ezekiel he was expressing himself to Ezekiel So how is God like?
神先看以西结看到神的一个原谅我用这个词了大前提
And God first let Ezekiel look at this, forgive me for using this from the premise.
你先看第四节。
Look at the first four, brothers and sisters.
我观看见狂风从北方刮来，随着有一朵包括闪热火的大云，周围有光辉，从其中的火内发出好像光耀的晶晶。又从其中显出四个活物的形象来那就是那么这几句
So these words in verse 4 and 5 as I looked behold a storm wind was coming from the north a great cloud with fire flashing forth continually and a bright light around it and its midst something like a glowing metal in the midst of the fire
神让以西结首先所碰到的是什么呢神天上的天上的打开了
So what was the first thing that God let Ezekiel encounter after the heavens opened?
神让他看到什么？
What did God let him see?
看到狂风。
That's a storm wind.
那就是很厉害的风。
Which is a very strong wind.
啊，比台风更要厉害的风。
Is even stronger than.
那是一个能一个能力的显明。
Which is the manifestation of power.
但是不只是一个能力的显明。
But not only the manifestation of power.
它的随着有一朵包括闪热火的大云。
And there, there's a great cloud with fire flashing forth.
那弟兄姊妹，你说这个大云有多大
？And brothers and sisters, how great do you think this cloud was?
哦，你说哦，那就是看平常我们所看到天上那个大卷云，好大了。
And you might say that this is some like a cloud that we usually see in the sky, a very great cloud.
我想很难这样去体会。
But I don't think this is how we should understand it.
因为你看到那个大云的时候
Because when you see this great cloud,
有很特别的事
Something's very special.
第一件特别的
The first special thing.
是说周围有光辉
It says there's a bright light around it.
就是整个大云周围有光辉
Which is this bright light is surrounding this great cloud.
平常我们看见云能在有光辉的只是在边上有点光辉
Then,Normally, when we see a cloud with light, it will be only on the edge of it.
就是阳太阳的光度跟那个云的光那个角度不是正面射下来，是正侧面射下来的时候，从迎面射下来的时候，你看到整个大白云呢，边上都上银边。
That you see this when the sun is shining at the cloud and the edge of the clouds will be brightened up.
那只是就是边边上而已。
Yeah, but it's only the lining of it.
但是这里以西结所看见的不是边边上有。
But here what Ezekiel saw was not just the lining of it.
整块大云都是这样。
It's the entire great cloud was like this.
不定是发出光辉
not only did it give out light
并且从 那些光辉的里边呢又发出好像光耀的晶晶
but also within the bright light there's something like a glowing metal
那这个我们就已经很难领会了
and this is hard for us to understand
那如果那个云我们能看得透的
If we can see through this cloud,
它怎么能显出晶晶来呢
And how can it have a glowing metal within it?
如果一说到是晶晶的话
When we're talking about the glowing metal,
我们光是这样看，我们没有看出问题的
then we cannot see it.
如果你看到启示录说到那个金晶的时候，
but if we look at the pure gold that's described in Revelation,
你看到新耶路撒冷里头的那个金晶的时候，
and we see the pure gold in the New Jerusalem,
那个金晶是透亮的，
that was transparent.
你哪里见过金晶是透亮？
Where have you seen a pure gold that is transparent?
那为什么那里是透亮的呢？
Why is it transparent?
是在人的观念里头，金晶是很重要。
Because in man's concept is the pure gold is very important.
但在新耶路撒冷头，金晶是透亮的。
But in the New Jerusalem, the pure gold was transparent.
为什么是透亮的呢？
Why is it transparent?
我轻轻说一点点。
And I will describe it briefly.
是叫你看见的，不是金晶。
Because what it wants you to What you are supposed to see is not the pure gold itself,
而是基督的自己。
But it's Christ Himself.
因为这句话不单是说的金晶，是说到整个新耶路撒冷里头的我们的物质观念里头的东西。
And this is not just for the pure gold, but it's for everything that is in the New Jerusalem.
都是透亮的。
And everything is transparent.
为什么都是透亮的呢？
Why is everything transparent?
绿宝石透亮的
，and the precious stone, the green precious stone.
红宝石透亮的
，or the ruby is also transparent.
你为什么透亮的呢
？Why are they transparent?
感谢主，我们只能找到一个答案。
Thank the Lord, we can only find one answer.
如果不是透亮的，就是挡住主。
Because if it wasn't transparent, they would block the our Lord.
透亮的呢？那你就不管在什么。位置什么角度什么的事情你所看见的都是主的自己
but if they are transparent so that from any angle any position then all you can see is the Lord himself
那当然这个太远了法师说太远但是我现在是说到神显明他自己的时候是怎么来显明这个
but here when we come back here we're talking about when God expressed himself how he showed himself
你再特别的在这一个大云的里头呢，又包含一些个东西。
And there's also something very special within this great cloud. It has something within it.
那是四个活物。
Which is the four living beings.
那这四个活物呢，又很有讲究了。
And so there's some stories behind these four living beings.
那你就不能不问了。
Then you have to ask this question.
这块大云有多大？
How great is this great cloud?
这块大云究竟是什么呀
？And what is this great cloud?
还没有完哦
and it hasn't come
你在往下看的时候
when you continue to read on,
你看得更有一些
and there
some, 一些事情
there are other matters,
什么事情呢
what are these matters
弟兄姊妹你跳到22节我现在只是轻轻提一提让弟兄姊妹们我们下次回来的时候你也要花点时间留意这一个我们来看看
now let's jump to verse 22 that we just skim over and then verses
22节那活物的头以上就是那四个活物
so now,
是在大云里面的、在你看到了这些的时候呢你就看到他们的头上呢有虫腔的虫窗的形象
soVerse 22 it says, Now over the heads of the living beings, there was something like an expanse.
这就把我们难倒了。
Now it causes us to stumble.
那四个活物已经是蛮不简单的。但在他们头上却有一个如同虫仓一样的。
So these four living beings are already very complicated, but now there's an expanse above them.
什么叫重创
What is this expanse?
无限的那一个天
It's an infinite sky
还不是不仅是这样
And not only this
它底下还有一些
And there's still something else that follows
然后就说到25节在他们头以上的重创之上有声音
Verse 25 it says there came a voice from above the expanse that was over their heads
然后26节下半那里头在穹苍之上有宝座的形象
And then also verse 26 the latter half of it it says it resembled a throne high up
我们怎么领会这种情形？
How could we understand all these?
完全超出我们的心思以外。
These all beyond.
当神显明他的形象的时候。
But when God manifests His image.
神当时给以西结所看到的是这么样，这样的一件事情。
And this is how He showed to Ezekiel at that time.
是这样的一位神向以西结说话。
It is such a God who spoke to Ezekiel.
就说出以西结书底下的那些话。
And he spoke of all these words in the book of Ezekiel.
那么弟兄姊妹们。
And brothers and sisters.
在以西结书里边，我们就看到有一个很严肃的问题。
Then in the book of Ezekiel, we will see this very solemn matter.
我简单提一下，以后我们读到那里的时候，我们再详细看注意。
I'll just first briefly mention it, and then we'll go into details later on.
你能注意到一件事，在以西结书的里头，神领着以色列去学一件事情。
In the book of Ezekiel, God was leading Israel to learn one thing.
什么事呢？
What is this?
一切都是根据神的话。
That everything is based on God's word.
离开了神的话，神就没有工作。
Apart from God's words, God has no other work.
那这是一个很严肃的问题。这一个事实，可以说从以西结书那里神显明了以后，一直透到现在，我们新约，直到将来新耶路撒冷显明，都没有离开。
And
these
words, this revelation began in the book of Ezekiel and then continues to the New Testament until in the future in the New Jerusalem.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
神向以西结说话的时候，神是先显明他自己。
When God first spoke to Ezekiel, he first showed himself.
在显明他自己以前，神让以西结去经历一次天上人打开。
When he before he showed himself to Ezekiel, he let Ezekiel experience the heavens were opened.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
以西结的经历，神在基督里向着我们在新约里头的人，没有保留的，也是向我们打开的。
The experience of Ezekiel was the same for us who are in the New Testament, that God has revealed this to us without reservation.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
我想今天晚上我就和弟兄姊妹交通到这里。
And I'll stop my sharing here tonight.
虽然好像有点零碎，但是确实要引出以西结书的那个严肃和那个极其重要的那个内容。
Even though it seems to be bits and pieces, but they are to bring out the seriousness, the solemnness of the book of Ezekiel.
我们有点祷告。
Let's pray together.
主，当我们读到你自己所说过的话的时候，
Lord, when we study the words that you have spoken before,
我们更需要主给我们一份恩典。
All the more we need the grace from our Lord.
就是把你赐人智慧和启示的灵更多的赏给我们。
Which is to give us more of your spirit of wisdom and revelation.
叫我们和你中间没有间隔。
So there is no barrier between you and us.
我们能认识你的形象。
That we'll be able to know your image.
我们也知道你的心意。
That we can know your heart desire.
我们也学会了毫无保留地服在你的权柄和管理的底下来跟随你。
That we can learn to follow you and to submit before you without reservation.
感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
虽然在人中间的时间是过了很多。
Even though time has passed.
地上的人事物改变的也是蛮多。
And there are many changes among the people, events, and matters on earth.
但是你从来没有更改你起初的定义。
But you have never changed your original will.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
因为你是按照你的定义拣选我们。
Because it is according to your will that you have chosen us.
要叫我们给带回到你最初的那一个安排里。
That you are to bring us back to your original arrangement.
主，我们没有别的话好说。
Lord, there's nothing else we can say.
我们只有说。
We can only say
求主叫我们灵里常是活泼的。
We ask the Lord to cause us to be always lively in our
spirit. 可以照着你的启示来认识你的自己。
That we can know you according to your revelation.
也跟随你的启示来行走你要我们行走的路。
And to walk on the path that you want us to walk on according to your revelation.
好叫荣耀归给你。
So that glory can be back to you.
属天的祝福。成为我们的产业。
And the heavenly blessings will become our inheritance.
我们将祷告仰望，奉主耶稣基督的名。
We look to you and we pray this in the Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.